weekend because it is a soup. It's a 4-day weekend because most people have both Friday and Monday off.
But it's a 4-day. Wait, well, Friday's off too?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, 4 days. So thank you so much. And if you do have any questions for us, feel free to ask them at allearsubc.tumblr.com/ask, and we will answer them next week. We will. Thank you so much, and we hope you'll have a splendupidous, marvelous, magical weekend.
'll know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Sins for you, oh, falling on
right now. Yeah, what a man. Yeah, what a man.
Your body's what I'm missing. Where you at? Where you gone? I know that you need it. Believe it, you no heathen. Missing your deep breathing, and we thrusting is the reason. I've been lusting cause I'm fiending. Shine bright like a diamond. Girl, you always gleaming. You a sexy little Cassie. Why all them bitches trashy? Why you girl keep it classy? But sometimes, girl, you nasty behind closed doors, and I like that. Bottom lip, let me bite that. You don't even gotta fight back with that round two. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. You just lay back and just take that. That fat booty, I rate that. Like, huh?
Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more. Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more. Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more.
For my baby though, I don't care about these bitches, yeah, they need enough. Hottest in the game, you a centerfold. She a queen to the king, I don't need him hoes. Tell him buy me notes, knock him down like dominoes. Got you wetted in them dolphins, only Dottie knows. Let's get you situated, I'm so glad that you waited. Which means that we gon' make it, oh, just a baby take it. You know who you dealing with, harder they go. Come hop on my Jimmy Cliff, we all on the ceiling shit. You the baddest and that's my confession. What I'm professing, that's what I call fucking obsession.
Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more. Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more. Tell me that you love me. I'ma have to get you more. Yeah, I'm about to get you more. I'm about to get you more.
No, bipolar, take off. Why is the poet my youth? Tell us you need to arrive in a bridging. You understand? Go hard or go warm, bridging. You understand what I say? That's how it go. You know what I mean? Long time you ain't at the 416 bridging. Time if you arrive, you know. I make the people know you're touchdown. You know what I mean? So it go. No rush, no fuss. Just deal with the matters. Wake up, man. Don't know the thing. You see me? Time the city for know what I go on. Ocean time, you know. Mr. Poet time now, you know. Long overdue, you know. Arrival, we say, you know. Arrival, we say. No delay. Arrival, we are dealing with right now. And the time for it, my general. 2016. Right round the corner. You understand what I deal with? No delay thing. Just deal with it now. Straight.
Uh-huh. I got something for you looking ass niggas. Week and a half, I'ma be in that ass. Cause. Like I'm working on an album and a mixtape at the same motherfucking time.
Okay, cool. Okay, boo, I love her. I'ma save her, yes, I Danny Glover. I'ma call my poppy for her fucking mother. I paid them a mile and then they kiss each other. Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me lean like two bitch. Boy, that dope and whip you need like Norris. Foreign car outside, that bitch got two ditch. Money stand like ATJ, like two bitch. Who the fuck told you that your fucking fucker gon' fuck up the beat? Cause I still got runners and all of them did it. No, I'm not Nipsey, not from LA, but I got keys to the city. I fuck it, I suck it, I beat it down, then she beat me to the ceiling. Stone in my lifestyle, I'm living too well. I can't even make it proud. The money keep her around. In love with her head, I can't turn it down. Can't wait for my time to come back around. She see that you dumb, got a little Haiti style. Plus I just see Snoop on girl going wild. I just bought a million and a bitch came with it. Young rich nigga hit a $1 million lick. Ballin' in New York like a motherfuckin' Nick. You better have them rats, you ever wanna hear me speak. And everywhere I go, I got a pass like a staff. I'm going up top like a motherfuckin' lab. 357, 6 shots like L. I left 10 bands in a motherfuckin' cab. Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'ma save her, yes, I damn it, Glover. I'ma call my poppin' for her fuckin' mother. I paid them a mile and then they kiss me.
Every time I come out, I ain't never win no new bitches. These bitches is stealing, I'm a sue bitches. Dripping down his dick, this pussy too vicious. Every time I fuck him, I say, who's this? Who the fuck told him that they was like Nicki? Oh, no bitches didn't. I'ma give bitches a minute of shine and I'll tell them good riddance. To raise a child, it might take a village, but I wouldn't know cause these bitches my sons. Yes, they was and they still is. Gave him the kitten, now that nigga smitten. Told him to hop in my foreign and then I said no, I'm just kidding. Hell of a living, you bitches on chitlins. When I come out of my mansion, I sprinkle some bread to the pigeons. Bitches is lying, they lying, they lying, they lying, they bio. So I ain't fucking with chickens unless I got pico de gallo. Girls is plotting. What more could they steal? Tell Justin Timberlake that I am coming for Jessica Biel. Bitch, I'm a starer. You niggas, I holler tomorrow. Doors go up cause I am too rich to cop a Gallardo. No regular doors or Aventadors. Painted in pink just so I could take pictures while you rented yours. Hell of a ticket. Hell of a price. I want it, I get it, I wire the money, I never think twice. I am not gay, but let's be precise. Cause if she pretty, then watch it, cause I'ma be fucking your wife.
Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me lean like two bitch. Boy, that dope and whip you need like Norris. Foreign car outside, that bitch got two ditch. Money stand like play, I'm coming back with the K, and I'ma shoot that motherfucker.
bitches buddies. I just want that like buddy. All of my bitches buddies. Petty rubbing with the tinted roof. All the niggas dog on roof. Top notch, shot a nigga ring, came from Karen. Young nigga rich, Jerry Cole's in the attic. If she ain't a virgin, then the bitches on the air. I can't even hear you, baby, get rid of the static. I can't learn a bitch, but I learned mathematics. I just bone her down whenever she promised pattern. Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'ma save her, yes, I damn it, glove her. I'ma call my poppy for her, fuck the mother. I paid them a mile and now they kiss each other. Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me lean like two bitch. Boy, that dopey whip you need like Norris. Foreign car outside, that bitch got two dicks. Money stand like APJ, like two bitch.
Oh, me, I'm lonely. Oh, I go alone. I have so far to travel.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls On Air on 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we are on CITR, 101.9 FM.
Unceded Musqueam territory. And we have Bruce Wilde with us
today.
Yes,
we've got Bruce Wilde, and we're so excited to have him on the show.
He's been on the show before.
And tonight we started the show off with some brand new Everything O'Shawn. We played Obsession featuring Umin, and then we also had Never Be Like You by Flume featuring Kai. Kai's Canadian.
That's one of your favorite songs right
now.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of my favorite songs. We also played Tinashe.
Who's Coming to Town?
Yes, we played All My Friends featuring Snake Hips, the 99 Souls remix. And then we threw in some Young Thug featuring Nicki Minaj with the Danny Glover remix. And we're back in the stew. It's been 2 weeks, and we brought a friend.
Just shouting at you right off the bat. But Tinashe, what's the date for that show? Do you know?
Tinashe is April 10th at the Vogue, and it's sold out. So it's going to be a good one. But we've had a pretty good 2 weeks. Let's catch everybody up to what we've been up to.
I was in New York.
You were. What did you
check
out?
Did you miss me?
Yeah, definitely. But you had a really good time, right? You were at
We went last Thursday just in time for St. Patrick's Day. And New York actually has the world's oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day parade. And it's been happening since 1762.
Holy.
Wow.
That's a long time. What was going on in Vancouver in 1762? Was anyone even here? Did they have a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Explorers were here. No, I don't think so.
It wasn't popping off yet.
I don't think so. I think New York's OG on that for sure.
So we meant to check it out, but it was also the day we landed, so we didn't quite get to it.
So were there floats, parade? What was they, the big?
I was reading about it. They don't have floats. The parade goes down Fifth Ave, or rather up Fifth Ave from 44th Street to 79th.
Like a bunch of leprechauns, or what was there?
I don't know. I think it's just a bunch of people dressed up, walking up and down. But you saw, like, just walking through the city, you got such a range of people. There were, like, you know, there was the businesswoman on her way to work with her, like, little suit on and just, like, an emerald green collared shirt. And then the guy with his business suit on and, like, just the Irish flag sash. And then you had, like, the young kids that just went all out from, like, the socks to the headgear to the, like, temporary tattoos. Probably. What was going on in Vancouver for St. Patrick's Day? Do we know?
You know, I lived it on Twitter. I bullied a really short friend of ours.
Sarah!
I did. I bullied him.
I know said, who you're talking about. Shout
basically,
outs.
Basically, shout outs to Caddy.
Shout outs. Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. But yeah, he wanted to drink beer with someone, and I said no, because then you'll have to split the pot of gold with them.
It would be quite confusing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, I didn't really go out. I didn't really see very much.
Did anyone dress up? Did you see lots of
No, I didn't.
No. I liked that in, like, New York, you got, like, the range, you know? And, like, the kids that were, like, dressed up really crazy, if you took their photos, they threw gold chocolate coins at you.
So what did you check out while you were there?
We checked out this King Tut exhibit. It was called The Discovery of King Tut, and it was amazing. I had checked out a King Tut exhibit back in, like, 2009 in San Francisco. And so, you know, I kind of went into this one not really high hopes because, you know, it's kind of like I've seen this stuff before. It was completely different, though. It was so informative. They talked you through. First, the first room kind of started with a lot of history of just Egypt at that time and what was going on before King Tut came into power and that sort of thing. And then as you moved along, you learned about how there were lots of tomb robbers and all these tombs that had been sealed had been, you know, broken into. So lots of archaeologists, by the time they had gotten to it, they'd already been raided. But Howard Carter, 1912, he discovered the first sealed tomb, and it was King Tut's tomb. And so this exhibit walked you through all of that. So they introduced you to Howard Carter as a young boy and how he knew that there was this sealed tomb of, like, the Pharaoh boy king, and how, you know, he got funded to do the digging for it and what it was like. So you followed his story, and then they show you, so, you know, there's a little movie and they had, like, a little replica of, like, this is how it went in. We'll tweet out some pictures. You can see where OVO got the little owl from.
So did they have artifacts? And
yeah, so first they set up the first room, so it was like they were like, this is what it was like, because they took all the photos and they staged everything as is. And so they explained everything that you were kind of about to see through a movie and replica kind of set. And then you got downstairs, and having all that background information, then you were able to go through and see the coffins and all the artifacts and everything he was buried with, and, you know, the canisters that had his organs in it. And they didn't value the brain. They just disregarded that. But they, you know, stored the liver and other digestive organs for the afterlife. Really amazing stuff. We'll tweet out some pictures.
Awesome.
During the next song.
He had, like, the ultimate burial. Just, like, layers and layers of gold.
All solid gold. Yeah. It's so morbid, actually, to think, like, you're just hanging around staring for, like, 2 hours staring at this coffin, basically.
Yeah.
Well, most of these rooms, when they're hidden, you have to x-ray. Otherwise, you can't see that there's a room hidden in a stone wall. Like, how would you know that?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that there's just this, like, curse almost, right, you were saying?
Yeah, there was, so when they went down and they found the sealed tomb, the guy who funded the trip, his bird got bitten by a cobra, so they all took it as, like, a bad omen, and, like, it was a cursed tomb, and the curse of the pharaoh and the mummy, and don't go any further. So,
well, it's believed any tomb that you open is a curse. You're not supposed to open it after they close it. So if you unbury one, then you will be cursed.
Do you believe in that?
I do not. But I'm not really robbing tombs right now, mm-hmm, either.
I wonder, does that still happen a lot these days, do you think? because we're not buried with all the elaborate golds. No. So if you're digging up tombs,
I feel like all the good ones are gone. All the good ones are gone. It's like a good sale, right? Once it's gone, it's
once
gone.
Once they find out there's gold down there, and then they kind of figured out, let's stop burying everyone with gold.
It's so funny. Christina was telling me this story on Monday, and I was kind of getting, like, cramps. And then you told me the part about the curse. I know. She told me the part about the curse.
She does this all the time. She will feel it before you tell her. Yes, continue. Tell me more.
So she told me about this. She got to the park. She was showing me photos. And then she was like, and then there was a curse. And a cobra bit the parrot of Howard Carter, and I was
the
like,
canary.
The canary, and I was
not
like,
Carter, Carbonus, but Lord, the dude that was trip.
Lord Carnivore.
Yeah, something like that.
It's some powerful shit, man. Even 5,000 years later.
I don't know. I think the whole impressive thing of it is Howard Carter himself. Like, the fact that, like, he kept going. He knew it was there. He had to find it. And, like, you can see once they discovered these tombs, you saw how it influenced fashion and all the runway fashion at that time had all this, you know, Egyptian sort of influences, the eyeliner, the dresses. So that's all really
definitely
cool. Yeah, I really like the way they presented the whole thing. I love the De Young in San Francisco. That was the museum I always went to. They have amazing shows. They'd show King Tut in 1979 for the first time, and it was a big hit. Mm-hmm. And then, so they brought it back 30 years later when I saw it. But no, it didn't.
So did they say what this gold is worth? Like,
they didn't. But it's all solid gold, and it's like a coffin. There's the outer coffin, and then the inner coffin, and then it goes in the inner shrine, which goes in the outer shrine, and it's all gold. It's crazy.
And speaking of travels and faraway places, Bruce, you've got some exciting plans coming up.
China in a month. I will be going to China in a month. Hangzhou, Shanghai, and Yangzhou.
That's just the base. Like, I'm sure you'll be kind of branching out all over, right?
Weekend travels. I want to see the wall. I want to see what other wonders they have there.
So you've been pursuing a career in education, and now you're getting to kind of utilize some of that.
It's a mode to travel. If you want to teach English, you can travel the world.
We were talking about how that's such a commodity, and I hadn't even thought about how the English language is literally a commodity that can take you all over the world like that.
Well, some of these students, it's crazy. They'll go to school, elementary, for 8 hours a day, and then they'll have 2 hours of math training, and then they'll have 3 hours of English training. So these 12-year-olds are having 12, 13, 14-hour days, whereas, like, in Canada, kids can hardly do 7 hours of school. It's insane what they do out there.
How many hours of sleep are they getting? Do you know?
No idea.
I'm big on sleep these days.
Yes. Sleep is definitely so valuable.
7.5 to 9 hours. Goals.
Our age group should be having that many.
Well, it's one-third of our lifetime we're sleeping.
888.
888. Divide that day into 3/8.
That's Christina's theory.
This is my theory. I do have a theory. You work for 8 hours of the day, you sleep for 8 hours of the day, that leaves you with 8 more hours. And those are usually tacked on to the first 4 if you wake up early enough, or the last 4, depending on your sleep schedule. But if you base your sleep schedule around it, 4 is 8.
So what do you do with your 8 hours when you're free?
You want to know what it actually equates to? If I'm waking up at 5:30 or 6 before I start work at 9, so those are my, you know, sort of 4 hours, 5 to 9 right there. It's spent going to the gym, eating, getting dressed, work, like driving to work. It's all like stuff to maintain the human body, basically, before I go to work for 8 hours, and then I have 4 hours on the back end to basically do the same thing but in reverse. Eat, get ready for bed, like drive home, eat, get ready for bed. It's that Bukowski quote all over. Mm-hmm. But I'm really into it because if you look at those, so if you call those 8 hours outside of your, so you have 16 waking hours, yeah? So you've got 8 hours at work. So you've got those 4 and 4, 8 hours, if you want to call them me time. But what is me time if you're, like, just taking care of the human body? But you have 8 hours of sleep. And so if you really get into lucid dreaming and controlling your dreams, then those 8 hours of sleep are not just, like, these throwaway things that you don't remember. If you, like, start keeping, like, a sleep journal, and you, like, write down those dreams, and you learn how to, like, lucid dream, then you can learn how to astral project, and that shit can be really dope.
Apple juice.
That's what's up. Apple juice?
Apple juice before you go to sleep, and a conscious idea that you will dream, you will wake up.
I've been on the conscious idea, and when you do it,
I'm not asleep. Apple juice. That's the one I was missing. I'm awake, and then you fall asleep, and you will be awake.
Now I'm going to cut out my bowl of Rice Krispies sugar in the morning and replace it with my apple juice sugar at night and get on this lucid dreaming.
Sweet.
So, should we get into some more music?
Yeah, so yeah. We've been playing Until Now, which is Everything O'Shawn's latest album. We played Obsession earlier in the show, and right now we're going to get into West End Girls featuring Express, a.k.a. DJ XP. Here it is.
Uptown, downtown, where my nigga lie. Y'all was down with my niggas. He hold it down for a nigga. You been around, you my nigga. Uptown, downtown, where my nigga now. B-town, M-town, what the fuck is the damn difference? Every time I see you, I just wanna take you out and yo. Yeah. Clean like a bottle of Listerine, nigga, I'm so supreme. Now they call me the king, I'm just looking for a king. Nigga, give a shit about the bling. I don't even know you, but I know you got a lot of bitches, and they are in my brain. I'm insane in the brain, never change. Red Way told me every West End girl looking for a geek.
I gotta be a geek.
Where my West End girls at? 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 Been around, you my nigga. Uptown, downtown, where my nigga lie. Y'all was down with my niggas. He hold it down for a nigga. You been around, you my nigga. Uptown, downtown, where my nigga now. West End is the best end with your best friend. I know what you're thinking, you the best 10. Doesn't mean never love the queen from the east side. Cause she got me with that behind, and I see why all of these guys get teased by the fact that them short shorts, they squeeze all in your sweet thighs. Oh Lord, it's like each time I had to find time to make you see my intentions. You can at me with a mention, I might slide right in your DM, the PM.
Where my West End girls at? Where my West End girls at? Where my West End girls at? Where my West End girls at?
Whenever a cop writes you out a ticket, the first thing you do is you take the ticket and you say, would you look at this? You know what I mean?
I asked the cop, where were you the last time?
He said, look at this. He probably did that. Would you look at this? Would you look at that? Look at that. What an idiot. Would you look at this? Look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Yeah, because he had to look at it. Because he had to look at this.
You know what the judge did?
He probably told you to look at it. He probably had to look at it and say, look at that.
You won't be silenced, know the noise came from me. Hey, 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 hey.
We all have different relationships to the idea of suffering. And art, although much great art has been informed by suffering, much great art has been informed by empathy as well. It's not dependent on it. Suffering, like if you are suffering and you are disposed, you know, in some way to creative expression, that art can be therapeutic for someone who is suffering. The creative process or just the experiential process of receiving or hearing or reading or encountering art while you're suffering. But no, I don't think artists are dependent on suffering in order to create. Tardust, which I thought was like cleverness to it. I was kind of looking back at my repertoire and going, wow, everything's kind of angry.
So you don't like the way we're running fast.
And it's funny because I'm not necessarily always angry. I seem to have attached my creative voice in terms of music to, I just wanted to document other existing moods. If normally I don't write a song when I'm in a great mood, for Volcanic Sunlight, I was like, I want to write from this mood as opposed to this one where I just read this article and got pissed off or just saw this thing happen that pissed me off. I'm not going to write in this feeling. I'm going to write in this feeling. And so that was just the challenge. So it wasn't necessarily new feelings that I was encountering. It was more so just challenging myself to write from a different place.
Red stain on the concrete, disdain for the bare feet. Work, work, Makatongo. No perk for the bongo. Hoop, prez is chatty. Hoop, 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 fresh from disparity. Horn of the clock bike. Thorn of the crown spike.
Once again, it's an all-out scrap.
Keep your hands on your gap.
And your boys watch your back. Cause in the alley, I'm telling you, mess with the best and the best is gonna help you.
Once again, it's an all-out scrap.
Keep your hands on your gap. And your boys watch your back. Cause if they catch you in the alley, I tell you, messing the best and the best is gonna help you.
Scream
if you feel me. See it clearly. Holler if you hear me.
Sometimes, I mean, all you're looking for is just a good excuse to delve into something. And that play was a really good excuse to just zone in on pop. Have an excuse, not that you need an excuse, but then to really go in and like listen every day to everything all the time and learn so much. It was, that was extraordinary. That was an extraordinary experience to feel his energy, to meet and vibe with his family and then the cast and crew of that project, who some of them had been, you know, like the producer, director had been involved in that project, writer had been involved in that project for 15 years, developing it and getting it to a point so that it could reach a public. So there was a lot of love invested, and then you have the work of Tupac and the space to go, wow, this dude's amazing. He's dead at 26? It's extraordinary. What an extraordinary vision, what an extraordinary life, what an extraordinary mind, what crazy circumstances to live through, to be born in, to come back, to surrender to, all these extraordinary circumstances. And what a weird place to have in the American canon. No, it's some powerful shit. I really liked it. That was powerful. I started the thing with a great deal of respect for Tupac. It's not that respect increased because it was already at a maximum. I mean, there's all these things. All these things came together for me in that project because it was all the things that I love. Hip-hop, theater, performance, Pac. And because it's Pac, the political ideology associated with it. So, you know, we're dealing with the Panthers and the kind of, like, strength to call out a cop or a government official and just be like, what the fuck are you really talking about? What the fuck are you really doing?
Scream if you feel me. See it clearly. You're too near me. I ain't hear me.
People in Berlin.
super exciting to share the shit that you've been like this with for a long time. And musically, it belongs to a world that's really warm to me. There are albums that really were like burning incense in my house at times, you know, certain albums that were so warm and just like, just turn that on again. And it's been a long time since I heard an album like that. And this album for me has a lot of the inspiration and the energy from the albums like that I loved in it. It kind of gives zero fucks about anything except what I feel like and felt like hearing, intersected with all the ways that I like to feel, whether it's politic woven in or out of a song, talking about the things that's interesting, although there's not a lot of words on the album at the end of the day. And so many people have, you know, like, I've talked about the concept of the album, but I really seriously doubt that you'll be able to piece together the concept from the music itself. Like, you'll have to wait for the graphic novel and other things connected to the project in order to really feel the story. I feel like the album is really just about these songs that sound this way and make you feel this way. And I'm super excited because, I really believe in magic. And by magic, what I mean is I know that there isn't as heavy an investment in the invisible world as there is in the visible world. And music is invisible, but it carries something that you can put. Like the way that bass travels through a speaker, through subs inside, the way it affects you, the way it makes you move, all of those things. And this album is kind of full of that in terms of sound and where it may take someone. It's a world. I think my goal with that album affect someone's dreams. You ever fall asleep and an album is playing and the way that it, like, where your head goes because of that? Yeah, I'm trying to play with certain things in this album.
Me. Fuck you, understand me. Fuck you, understand me. How can I describe it? It's a feeling. Masculinity, femininity, sexuality, what is taught, what is felt, what is learned, what is shared, hacking the God, stories of creation, servants and eggs.
No. And welfare don't mean well for you, 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 you.
What about when you try to do a side for them?
They tell me that my bills pass due, 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 due.
Talk about the church.
And preaching men don't always tell the truth, truth.
Do you believe in God if you truth. Try to cool?
But
head is the answer. Head is the future. Don't second guess yourself.
Don't tell him to second guess yourself. You ain't get you never got.
Come on, give me some help. Hey. Hey.
Head is the answer.
It's the answer.
Do it for the future, girl.
Don't second guess yourself.
Hey. Come on, give me some
hey,
help.
I just wanna live my life. Yeah, I just wanna straight up. Eyes with my head. Yeah, how you do now? Straight up.
Head is the future.
Welcome back to the show. That was Kendrick Lamar with Untitled, or as we call it, Whisperhead.
We played a game where we named all of Kendrick's songs on his self-released Untitled Unmastered.
Yes.
So Untitled 01, Untitled 02, Untitled 03, we gave them all names.
So my personal favorite is number 7, which we called Levitate.
And I think that's like one of everyone's favorite songs right now.
Yeah.
That's the one where he acknowledges that it's a 15-minute song, and then you're kind of like, wow, actually this song is really long.
Yeah, it's like
8 changed
minutes.
3 different times. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is an 8-minute song, but it's probably one of the best ones.
Yeah, so Untitled and Master, definitely check that out. That's been our show for this week. You've been listening to the Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're so lucky enough to have our friend Bruce Wild back on the show. And yeah, he's about to depart soon for China, and he'll be back with some more awesome stories about his travels.
That I will.
You got to start that blog, man.
No, just have a segment on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Airing it from China?
That,
you can't even send anything out from China.
Do you have
you can't
that,
check Facebook.
Do you have that book Christina gave you?
The Moleskin.
I do.
Yeah,
the
right
notebook.
In there, and then, yeah.
And then come in and share all your tales.
I shall.
Yeah. So that's been our show. We will be back in 2 weeks in April, and we'll have a lot more to share
April
with you.
April 4th.
Yeah.
Or is it April 6th?
I think it's April 6th, and we're going to be checking out Mashup at the Vancouver Art Gallery. If you haven't been, you definitely should go. Tickets are $24, and it is completely worth it. You can get lost all day. It's all about the last 100 years and all of the different art trends that have cropped up, from voguing to the works of French New Wave film directors. It's to contemporary. It's insane. So we have to go next week. And we're
we will
go.
Be going.
Yeah.
We have it scheduled out.
Yeah. So that's been our show. And stay tuned for White Noise coming up next.
Yes, White Noise.
Okay, cool. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Adios, amigos.
What's so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, just one.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm